91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Mia Poo Poo Pants, and if you couldn't tell from that awesome intro, this is Hot Diggity Dog, my show that is every other Tuesday at 2 p.m. This is my last show. Oh my gosh, so scary and sad. This is my last radio show literally ever, so that's kind of sad. I've decided to I'll give us a little background noise. This is Running by Earth, Wind and Fire. Just heard it when I was out on the town this weekend, and it was really calling to me, so, yeah. Today, I have a great list of songs for you guys based off of songs that, like, have a specific memory associated to them throughout my time in college. This is really weird and sad. It's really, like, sad in my feelings vibes recently, like for all the seniors listening, all the graduates listening, and for the people that aren't, like, I don't know, the end of a school year is always just kind of like an emotional time. You're doing everything for like the last time, like, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a stressful time as well. And trust, I have been really feeling the stress recently, which kind of sucks, but that's okay. Let's just get on with it. This song I just included for the background noise, but I think we should just get along moving. So the first song that I have for today is Poetic Justice, the clean version, Kendrick and Drake, greatest collab of all time. This song really, like, honestly, I've listened to it so much every single year of college, but like for some reason freshman year, it was just like the song that I was always listening to. Shout out Cole Donato. He's definitely not listening, but like after freshman year, Cole would always like send me pictures of him, or like send a picture of like if Poetic Justice came on in his car, and he would just send it to me like randomly in the summer or like the following years, and it's really special to me. I don't know, this song, I used to play it a lot after like an exam to like make myself feel better because the exam probably wasn't good or whatever, like it was stressful, and like it was a nice stress reliever. So let's just get on with it. This is Poetic Justice. Please enjoy.
Minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
Yeah. I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit. High maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Done, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. That ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just what you want.
One more time, homie. Where's your
friend? Hey, where is that problem? From Saran. Hey, you all here for Saran, homie?
I don't care who this nigga over here from. He don't tell me where you're from. It's Saran. I'm sorry.
Hold on. We're gonna do it like this, okay? I'm gonna tell you where I'm from, okay? You're gonna tell me where you from, okay? Or where your grandma stay, where your mama stay, or where your daddy stay, okay?
Oh, this talk.
As a matter of fact, get out the van, homie. Get out the car before I snatch you out there, motherfucker.
My island. See the palm trees waving the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me. You ain't leaving. Welcome to my island. See the palm trees waving the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me. You ain't leaving.
Watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend, girl. Forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. 'Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
That was Welcome to My Island by Caroline Polachek. That song, well, I've just been listening to Caroline Polachek for, like, quite some time. Low-key, like, not to be that kind of person, but I've been listening to her for, like, before she really blew up, I feel like, when, like, So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings and Door came out. My friend Brennan Keeley, shout out, definitely not listening, but love him, showed me So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings in, like, sophomore year of high school, or maybe freshman year of high school. And so what is that, like, literally 2018 or 19? I think that's when the album came out. At least Door came out for sure, 2019, whatever. I just love Caroline Polachek, and all that to say, me and Tristan went to a Caroline Polachek concert. I want to say it was sophomore year, spring. I could be wrong with all these dates, but it was really awesome. And yeah, I remember being so excited, like, coming to college and getting to know people, and Tristan and I bonding over liking Caroline Polachek. And yeah, the concert was just great. And yeah, I don't know. I love Caroline Polachek. Anyhow, sorry, I'm like not being good at speaking right now, but whatever. This next song is also by someone that I saw in concert during college, Japanese Breakfast. She wrote the book Crying in H Mart, for those familiar, and she has really great music as well. Freshman year, I went to a Japanese Breakfast concert with MG and then my two friends, Nikki and Maddie, who don't go to Tufts, but Nikki goes to Northeastern. And yeah, it was great. It was like, I believe, the first concert I went to in Boston. It was at Roadrunner, I think. And that was honestly one of the best concerts I've ever been to. It was like, the production was so good. She has like a gong in a lot of her songs, and like seeing that in person and hearing it was really cool. Yeah, so this is Kokomo, Indiana by Japanese Breakfast.
For just another day, maybe it feels like the first time. Now that you're away, I'll just something I can't play.
Emergency. At this time, please fasten your seatbelts as we are preparing for takeoff. And welcome aboard Flight 22.
Been a lot of places, seen a lot of faces, yeah. But nothing like you.
I'm back. I hope you enjoyed those last few songs. I didn't really want to, ramble on during them, so I let the last few play. I think the last time I spoke was before Kokomo played, and then after that was Second Nature by Claro. I was kind of putting all my concert artists in a row. So I went to a Claro concert junior year with Mia Ivaturi. Shout out to her. Her last show was also earlier today. Hashtag sad. But yeah, that was also at Roadrunner, I believe. So that's kind of, wait, low key, I think I saw Caroline Polachek, Japanese Breakfast, and Claro all at Roadrunner, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, Claro is one of my favorite artists as well, so obviously I had to get her in here. Then after Second Nature was Blood and Butter by Caroline Polachek from the same album as Welcome to My Island, because it's just a dang good song. And then after that was Flight 22 by Kali Uchis. I've played this on the radio before, Flight 22. It's maybe one of my favorite songs of all time, but also for some reason sophomore year and then maybe part of junior year, I was listening to it, to this song, like, all the time, literally nonstop. It was, like, always playing. It's just so good. It's, like, a non-skip for me. So, had to include her. This next song is from my first burlesque dance, which is low-key very, like, underground. I did not really talk about doing burlesque, like, when I was, the first semester that I did it. I feel like I don't recall, like, speaking about it much, but my first dance was, like, a Scandal, like, Marilyn Monroe themed dance. I kind of forget even what the theme of the burlesque show was that semester. I think it was sophomore spring, I want to say. And I knew nobody in my burlesque dance, like, actually no one, or maybe one person I knew. And I was really scared. I was like, ugh, do I stay in this? Like, but I want to do it, but it's weird, whatever. And it was definitely an interesting experience. I really enjoyed it. I stayed in the dance and, like, was in the show, and it was really great. But yeah, this song, this is Check On It by Beyonce. I would like to also say I wanted to include many other songs that, like, were in my previous TDC dances and, like, other burlesque dances, but it's really difficult not being able to play explicit music, let me tell you. So, unfortunately, I am not including those, but this is kind of my representation for all of the past dances that I've been in. So, yeah, hope you enjoy.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it, while I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me tonight.
You got it, flaunt it, boy, I know you want it. Watch me check up on you.
Ooh, you watching me shake it. I see it in your face. You can't take it. It's blazing. You watch me in amazement. You can look at it as long as you don't grab it. If you don't go bragging, I'ma let you have it. You think that I'm teasing, but I ain't got no reason. I'm sure that I can please you, but first I gotta read you.
Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check.
Chase it. Got to be patient. I like my men patient. More patient, you take mine. Get you in more places. You can't be abrasive. Have to know the pace. If I let you get up on it,
you gotta make a promise
that you gon' put it on me. Like no one's put it on me. Don't bore me, just show me. I'm in talk, but don't please.
I can be a tease,
but I really wanna please you.
Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it.
The underground and the king of the trill, standing on the top of the south like the king of the hill. You're tuned into a winner that's never taken a loss. Reppin' Houston with Beyonce and Slim Thug the boss. Diamonds on the wood wheel, I'm a dirty south soldier. Draped up in that crown holder, thought I told ya. I like your wiggle and the way that you work it, but no touching, just watching you twerk it. I'm checking up on you tonight.
Check up on it.
just live, I live day by day, fighting demons, they go numb.
I smoke the way my brain, I think I'm going dumb. Up on my gums, I think they going numb. I'm having stomach pains, now I'm throwing up. Cause I'm a microphone fiend, give me the bass, give me the beat, now let me lean. Tap the vein, let it stream, felt the pain. Young Martin Luther King, what a dream. That one day me and my team, we could make it with this rap. And now we swagging, making money in Manhattan, trick what's happening. They try to intellect, but indirections just to test you. A rebel to my death, it's in my flesh, it's in my vessels. The click you with, I'm finna f*** the f*** you next to. A metrosexual, suck a d- I'm disrespectful. You know what, kid, get it, get sick. Spit, click, spit, quick, split, quick, hit, get swimming. Oh, that's your girl, huh? Well, I just hit it. It's ASAP, live with it.
See what I'm saying?
Hold on, we're going home.
around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Oh, just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home.
Hey, I'm back, and I have a special guest with me. What mic are you? I'm gonna just turn them all on.
Hello.
Luca Music is
Yo.
Here.
Hello, guys.
He came here perfectly in time for that song because apparently that's Luca's favorite Drake
it's
song.
It's one of my favorite
or
what Drake songs.
One of. But
the album is great.
Let me bring you guys on a trip down memory lane, even though this entire hour is that. But back in freshman year, when Luca and I were younger, this song would come on probably when we were, you know,
I would play it.
Doing some things that we can't talk about.
Pause, hold on.
I'm just kidding, not like that, but, you know, we were like,
just hanging out.
Kicking back.
Touching some grass.
Yeah, grass for sure. And this song would play, and every time it would start, I would just be like, fuck the week. Oh, sorry. Screw the weekend. I would say that exact thing. Like, F the weekend. I hate the weekend. Skip this song.
Yeah.
And then Luca was like, bro, are you stupid? Or, like, someone was probably like, girl, this ain't the weekend. Like, this is not the weekend.
I always think it was Abel.
But it does, like, tell me it doesn't sound like the weekend. Like, now it doesn't. I mean,
they both
for
from
me.
Canada. They both got the smooth voice. And
yeah.
So I get it, but nah, you.
Just this Drake song specifically, though. Not any other Drake. Like,
oh, no, you're just tripping.
But yeah, for sure it's tripping. I'm like, you had to be there, you know? Like, I was, you know, not in the right, not in a clear mind.
Yeah,
so, like, keep that in your heads.
You had to be there, for real.
Yeah. But then it would always come on, and then every time, it was just, like, this bit, like, I hated the song. But actually, it is a good song. Like, now I listen to it, and I just feel nostalgic to those times, so.
Yeah, because just hold on, we are going home soon.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
Bro. No, why do you have to say that? yeah, before that, the song was I Smoked Away My Brain, ASAP Rocky, for obvious reasons to lead up to this story.
Can you do this yet?
No, you can pick one.
Should I do it now?
Yeah, sure. Luca's going to live pick a PSA.
Okay.
While he picks one, I guess I'll just, like, get the stories going more. First time I ever was in the studio was with Luca. I want to say it was like 10 p.m. or like 9 p.m. Wait, no, it was definitely 10 or 11 p.m.
Oh, probably 11.
It wasn't, I can't remember if it was your show or like, it was probably your show, like freshman year, spring.
Oh, no. It had to be sophomore fall or something.
Your first show was sophomore fall.
My first show was 2 a.m. in freshman
then
spring.
You know what I'm thinking, it was like
a sub time
freshman year,
and we played
we played Broke Boys. I really wish
Clean
I could play
version?
Broke Boys right now. No, it was after 10.
I remember,
so we definitely
were dancing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Bruno Mars was probably played.
We played Baby Girl. That I remember too. and like, I didn't know how I didn't know how like the mics worked here, or like that like the monitor just turns off when the mics turn on. So I remember like trying to get Luca's thing is like, you know, singing along to the songs. I feel like on his shows. And he like was trying to get me to or like I was trying to get the baby girl in, and like I would choke because the music would turn off. So then I was like, wait, I don't know.
That was in the days where you used to do the ad libs. Yeah.
Yeah, I still ad lib sometimes.
Hey, we could do something right after this.
All right.
Try read it now.
Yeah.
I found a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay. Doorknobs. restrooms, telephones, keyboard, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things all have in common, Mia? They're all easy handles. Way for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to the flu, colds, etc. You cannot spend your days. You have to spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is the best, easiest ways to avoid catching colds and flu. A few extra minutes a day is all you need to put your health first. To avoid the flu, talk to your doctor, massmed.org, or click health first. Public message brought to you by Mass Medical Society and WMFO.org. Thank you very much. Time to get sick these days.
It's not. Definitely and low-key, I was feeling sick the other day.
A very susceptible time as well.
Yeah, super susceptible. Yeah. He's blinking a lot, guys. He's blinking a lot.
Because it's not much
sleep. It's sharing season, much sleep. It's a stressful time.
Turning up.
You're seeing a lot of people. Allergies. Crazy. Yeah.
I'm getting crazy looks at the library for sneezing. For why?
I started this when I turned the mic on, literally when this hour started. I was all phlegmed up. Whoever first heard me on here, I was kind of
super phlegmed.
Had to clear my throat a couple of times.
It's not
helping
when people are cutting grass right outside your house and blowing all this.
Ew.
I have this quick story to tell.
Yeah, tell it.
I went outside today and people were cleaning. I'm very grateful, by the way, for them trimming the front yard and stuff, but blowing pollen and dust everywhere, which I'm not good with. But my boy Duncan, who does that maintenance around my. Or around the rented property, as you should say, Duncan.
Shout out, Duncan.
That's my boy. He be really coming in the clutch. He unclogged our sink one time, and he was like, real trooper, and he's the best. And one time, he was looking at our bar car. He saw all our shot glasses. He was like, Luca, I collect shot glasses. I have over 1,000 shot glasses. Or hundreds or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I don't have a Tufts one. You need to get me one. And I was like, next time I see you, bro, I'll do it. I'll do it. He's like, okay, just break something. I'll come back.
Just break something.
So today I walked downstairs. I was like, oh, he's here. I went upstairs, got it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And brought it down to him. And he was so excited.
Sweet.
He was like, oh, Luke, I've been waiting 3 years for this. It was so lit.
I'm going to play a song, but I think we could talk over it.
Can I introduce this song too? Is this the song? Oh, it's not the one I think it is.
No, it's this. It's this. This is already playing.
Oh, okay. This song is one.
Yeah,
that
you can introduce it.
Me, Mia, and our friend Cece recently remixed, and it's a classic nostalgia song. We all know it.
It's a classic nostalgia
for us. We sang to it. We had a song in elementary school.
Really?
We all sang it.
Okay.
At summer camp.
All right. Let's just. Get it going, I guess.
You would not believe it, all right. Yeah.
Leave my door open just a crack. Please take when I'm far too tired to fall asleep. To 10 million fireflies, I'm weird cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they say.
Love, who could ask?